Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the holy Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the mudilloon, those people who lead others astray. You know, guiding people to the right path, this is a very noble virtue, is something very virtuous, you know, has a lot of reward. Conversely, leading other people astray, it has a very bad consequences in this world and in the hereafter. And in fact, you know, sometimes we refer to those acts which lead to the reaping of reward even after we have died. We refer to these as the baqiyatu salihat, for example. You know, like for example, let's say you write a book, you know, in which there is guidance, and you know, even after you die, if people read that book, you will still continue to reap the rewards for it, even though you have died. In a similar fashion, you know, if we do an evil deed and it causes people to go astray, right? Let's say we write something somewhere, something wrong, you know, and you know somebody reads it and passes it on to others, you know. This could have evil consequences, and we could be punished for it even after we have died. As long as people continue to be misguided because of it, you know, this would we would still continue to see the evil consequences of it in the hereafter. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Verily, the most detested of all people in the sight of Allah are two. The first is the man whom Allah has relegated to his own carnal self. So he has deviated from the straight path and is passionately fond of talking about innovations and misguiding others towards the wrong path. He tempts those who are charmed by him. He himself has strayed away from the guidance of his predecessors and misleads those who follow him during his life, as well as after his death. He carries the burden of others' sins and is entangled in his own misdeeds." And specifically, Imam Ali said the following regarding the tyrannical leader who guides people astray. He said, "Verily, the most evil of people in the sight of Allah is the tyrannical leader who himself has gone astray and through whom others go astray. He abolishes established practices and revives abandoned innovations." And Imam Ali said the following in his description of the hypocrites. He said, "I warn you against the hypocrites, for verily they are themselves misguided, and they misguide other people. They have slipped, and they cause others to slip as well." This is one of the evil consequences of hypocrisy. A hypocrite, he's misguided, and you know, he causes other people to become misguided as well. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the vice of leading other people astray and its evil consequences in this world and in the hereafter, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل